We are up to Simen Kuf Mem Vav, Siv Gimel, and then we'll do Kuf Mem Zayin, Siv Aleph. Siv Gimel. Osir l'saper k'shamafter kor b'novi at sheyashlim k'mo b'sefer Torah. The same way that you're not supposed to talk in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, you're not supposed to talk in the middle of the Haftorah when it's being laned. And the Mishnah Berurah adds to that that you also cannot be speaking during the brachas of the Haftorah. Dalet ein sarach lamod mu'umod be'esha korin b'torah. The Mechaber paskins that one does not have to stand for the Kriya. The Balkari does, the Ola does, the Gabai does, but no one else has to. Says the Rama, v'yesh machmirim v'omdim. V'chein osa ma'aram. There are machmirim that stand, that's what the ma'aram did. So the Rama is bringing it in as a chumrah. Now, lahalacha, the Ikar Adin is like the Machaber. However, the poskim still bring down that it's a hiddur to do like the Rama, because we are reenacting Kabbalah's Torah where all of Klal Yisrael was standing. However, ben gavra lagavra, nobody holds that there's a chiyuv to be standing. You can certainly sit down ben gavra lagavra. With regard to standing for a Sefer Torah, the Mishnah Berurah here, as well as in the Sharet Tzion, goes into those halachas. The Mishnah Berurah brings a halacha that when they're carrying the Sefer Torah, you have to stand until they either put it where it belongs, or you can no longer see it. It's melo enough. Otherwise, you have to stand. Says the Prima Gadim, once it's in its place, even though it's standing, there's no chiyuv for everybody else to stand. So if that's the case, that would mean that, let's say, for example, you're in the middle of Birkas HaChodesh and they're holding the Sefer Torah, really, Mi'ikar Adin, we would hold that you don't have to stand for it because it's in its place. However, the Mishnah Berurah says the minig is to stand for it nevertheless. Not only that, but when they do psicha and the sifrei, you can see the sifrei Torah in the Aron Kodesh. So there, al pidin, there's absolutely no reason why one would have to stand. They're seeing the sefer Torah sitting in its place. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Sharet Tzion that it is the minag Yisrael to stand up when they do psicha. So that even though the sefer Torah is in its place, the halachi is that we do stand up. Further. Simen Kuf Mem Zayin. Osir lecho Sefer Torah orum b'lo mitpachas. It is osir to hold the actual parchment of the Sefer Torah without some kind of cloth. V'yesh omrim, says the Rama, duhu adin shtar kisvei kodesh. And the same thing goes for other kisvei kodesh. So the Mishnah Berurah says that what we're talking about is kisvei kodesh that are written in ksava shuris on a cloth. Only then couldn't you touch it. The tov lahach velo nohagu kein, says the Rama, that is not a minig. The tov lahachmir, the right thing to do is to be machmir im lo not al yodov, if you didn't wash your hands. Ubesefer Torah afilu bechahai gavna oser. And in the Sefer Torah, even if you did wash your hands, you wouldn't. Now the inyan of washing the hands is a machlokis, the mardchi b'shem ravya and tosfos. The Mardchi B'Shem Ravya says that if you've washed your hands, it is mutter to actually touch the cloth of the Sefer Torah, the gvil of the Sefer Torah. Whereas Tosfos disagrees. The Ramaz made a pshara, and he said that with regard to Shar Kisvei HaKodesh, it's a machlokas altogether. So, with regard to Sefer Torah, where it's Ikar Adin, everyone agrees, there you should be machmir, even if you washed your hands. Whereas, if you're talking about Shar Kisvei HaKodesh, where there's a machlokas to begin with, there you could be makel, if you washed your hands, you could touch it. Now, that being the case, when you have to fix a Sefer Torah, first of all, a sofer has to be metakin something in the Sefer Torah, there's no halacha saying that he couldn't touch it. Meaning, if it's l'tzorah the Sefer Torah, it is mutter, the tzorah fixing it. However, what happens if, as you're doing glila, you find that the Sefer Torah is going too low and you want to lift the urea? The halacha there is that you'd have to do it through your talus. You don't touch the urea of the Sefer Torah itself, even though it's for the sake of correcting the Sefer Torah. Some have a minog that they don't even touch the wood, the atzei chaim of the Sefer Torah, without the hefsik of a talus, whereas if you're in a place where there is no such minog, don't start it. Further, Godol Shiba Osam Shakaru Batoru Vagololo. According to the Machaber, of the people that had Aliyas, you take the most chashuv one, and he is Golol the Sefer Torah. For Regilim Liknoso Bedomim Yakorim Lechavav HaMitzvah, it is the minig to buy it for a lot of money for the sake of being Mechav of the Mitzvah. And in which case, it doesn't have to be the Godol, it could be anyone. Now, the way we're knowing Lamaisa, first of all, the one that is notal schar kulam, and this that we only give to a chashav person, is referring to the in an Ashkenazi Sefer Torah, the person who does hagba. Therefore, we're supposed to give hagba to an adam chashav dafka. Now, glila is also a davar chashav, but in glila we're known to give it even to a katan, but certainly hagba. So, for example, you have two balei simcha in shul and only one aliyah. One of them can get hagba. That's good enough. There are places that they sell hotzah v'achnasa also. There are places that they have all kinds of minhagim, and the halacha is that whoever buys it is allowed to do whatever is done. Further, yesh omim im ha'mil b'tzarecha pishton v'tzarecha meshi tzarech lapach ha'meshi l'tzara sefer v'liglo. We learn out of the Oren in the Beis HaMikdash, where the outside was gold and the inside was wood, that you've got to make sure, and the very inside was also gold, that means it was a tzipui on the inside and the outside, it was gold-plated from the inside and the outside. From there we learn that the part that's facing the Sefer Torah must always be a chashev, and as a result of it, if you have silk on one side, and you have linen on the other, so the silk side is supposed to be near the Sefer Torah. V'lo nohagu kein. We are not knowing like this. The ein liglol b'mapa hakruah im yesh lo acheres. You don't use a torn mapa, and this is halacha lemaisa. You're not to have a torn cover or mentala of the Sefer Torah. The ein la, this is because of kavod haTorah. V'ein lasos mapas leSefer Torah midvarim yeshanim shenasu b'hem davar acher letzorach edyot. You don't take something that was used for, say, clothing, a pair of pants or something. You don't go using that to make a to go and make the meil of the Sefer Torah with, because it's not covered to it. In fact, some hold even if it was never used for the other thing, the fact that it was made for the other thing is enough to asur one's using it. The same goes for anything that is for a mitzvah. You don't do bizui mitzvah. You don't go using something that was made for hedyot for the sake of a mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah brings up the issue of kilayim, where he says that the parochas of the Aron Kodesh is allowed to be made of kilayim, but the cloth that you put the Sefer Torah on, that is not, people do lean themselves against it. But the parochas is allowed to be made from shatnez. There's no chash of anyone warming himself up on it.